Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
I want that across the board.
And I think we need to get back to space.
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Amongst Friends. The grown and sexy conversations for readers. If you want to call us up, you can hit us on our line at. I'm going to get that in just a minute. For you great people out there, you can call us at 760-682-662. Once again, this is Amongst Friends, radio talk show for the grown and sexy. My name is Jeff, and I'm here with my lovely peoples, Deidre, Q, Joey, and Heather.
Edith and Brittany.
And I can't forget Lady Brittany. Bam. So, check us out. We're about to give you one of those great shows. We're about to hit you up. You can also reach us at on Facebook at the Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Just go to the web browser on Facebook and put on Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show and get at us with your posts. And we'll get back at you. So, what we're going to be talking about tonight, we're going to have our lovely roundtable discussion. This is where we chop it up on multiple levels. We get at you quick, sometimes down and dirty.
And then we out.
You like the in and out?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say? Is that the first topic, in and out?
In and out.
In and out? Never. So
what? So, 40-something days.
What?
So,
Joey said something about that the other day.
What's that?
I hope you talked about meat. Not giving up all meat.
No, you've given up all meat. You.
I have. Given up.
You've given it all up.
Meatless.
But I do be, you know, trying to clarify which meat you're talking about.
The meat.
Are you talking about food meat? Or are
food
you talking
meat.
About meat meat?
Meat
so,
meat.
But these
meat,
no,
meat.
Meat meat.
So
meat
and
meat.
Food
meat.
Meat
no,
meat,
food and, meat and food meat. Okay, I'm going back to it.
Or meat meat.
Nice segue into our first roundtable discussion.
Uh-huh.
Men with a broken heart.
Is that why you...
Is that why you went, is that why you went meatless? Because you've been in a broken heart?
I can get some peanuts.
Oh,
you
can?
Yes, I can.
Oh.
Just don't want now.
Q, can I have some?
What's your budget? Is it $39.95, $29.95? What's your budget for the peanuts?
The budget for the peanuts? I don't have a budget.
T-batteries included? So mending a broken heart. What are the possible strategies to mend a broken heart? Is there a systematic way to go about it?
Okay. You gotta ask other people other than me.
No, this is round table.
It's round table.
Round table. We just jumping it up. But we're just trying to see why you was mentioning a broken heart.
I'm not meaning a broken heart.
Is that why you
I'm not meaning a broken heart?
Why is it that?
I'm not mending a broken heart.
Oh.
Okay.
Have
so
you that too?
Mend a broken heart?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Aren't you, teacher? Aren't you? Aren't
you?
I did.
Yep.
I did.
No.
That's what you do, son.
Yeah, you did.
That's true.
It was
here.
It was
me?
No, it was actually
Q. It was me.
It was Q.
Well, I can believe because
what?
The tension between
yeah.
It was Q and Burger King bathroom.
No.
He
did.
And Silver Spring.
Really? I did
yeah.
Nothing.
He did.
It's me.
He set me up. He set me up.
The way around.
Right.
What?
His name
is Jaguar. No, I didn't say that. No. He's
hit me on lock. Hey, baby. I'm your heart.
Right. He can't do it.
Hey, baby.
He's a yard. That's why he's in a sexual relationship now.
So he was emotionally old back in the day?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because your heart was broken?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
that's
what happened. So that's what happened. They're having their
conversation.
Wow. It's funny because I love that word, thirsty.
I don't even know how you can mirror, if you could bear witness to the lovely ladies from Amongst Friends. Deidre and Heather and Lady Brittany, I don't know if you could really say that you could be with one of these chicks and say that. I don't know.
Come over.
And it was a
no. Really?
No.
How long do we go on?
No Facebook.
Oh, and please don't read old emails from one another.
But If you can supersize and you start with
I don't think, but people aren't, I don't always have necessarily good jobs. I get angry about behavior, not about other person and things like that. That doesn't bother me.
It's a form of jealousy.
Well, then if it is,
But I understand. I don't think all jealousy is bad.
No,
I think that from a personal point of view.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm looking at that from a personal standpoint.
I mean, I think you have to.
comes from the treatment of what I feel about what you're doing to me.
I think jealousy comes from more than emotional base and from a level of rationality. You know, some is irrational. I think it's more emotional. I think jealousy is more emotional than it is logical.
So we're gonna move on to our next round table discussion. How does one deal with the flirtation?
Really?
No.
No. I'm not leaving that out of his mouth. That he's throwing that out. I can't still have to either somehow.
I don't know. Joey get a little
I think if
I don't know. Let him be on one of his Kirk outs. I'm going to slap you. Have you seen some of his Facebook posts? Who's doing him?
Not lately.
But I'm just saying. Joey goes like, I mean,
my wife, those are the type of things where you get slapped. Oh,
emotional setbacks that come with being in love with more than one person.
presence was that's what always been the buffer for me to do my nerve for me has been. Because, being a level one woman is a lot of work.
Fill up with two women, I know it can be done. First,
yeah,
I've done it before, so.
That's you.
It's part that you put the work in. And you're just hustling? Because when it was over, I was on the night. Now I get it back up again.
It's not costly. The way you're looking at the costly.
Okay.
You know, costly for him that are out of scratch. I ain't got to worry him. I got to buy it all over. Yeah, I got to get me. Whereas we looking at it like, dude, one woman, I mean, you got to with her wants, her needs, her anger when you mess up. Now you times two that. Now you times three that.
You's a bad dude.
Oh, man.
You bad.
I give it up to a Bama that can do that. And I'm not talking about no one just can set a whole bunch of women. That's not what I'm talking about. Somebody that can juggle being in love and having two or more women love them. Now that's a real play.
I did my back in the Disney. You know what I'm saying?
Remember Deja?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Heather?
I forgot.
Oh.
Christ. Okay.
Now, matter of right and wrong. Oh my Lord, look at that one. Look at that. Woman right there, son. That's a lightweight.
You talk.
That's, you need a heavyweight tag team champion, boy.
That's squeeze.
That's woman.
That's
WHOAMAN. That's woman.
That's
completely
practically
wrong about the field.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call in, get at us, 760-683-2662. We are amongst friends.
Yeah, they just took a moment. That pause you heard was just Jeff and Q mentally masturbating to the picture of one of our co-hosts.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Well. There's no way.
$12 is not.
And for them to pay somebody $15 an hour, it's not real enough.
Why can't they build, instead of 6 hours, build 3 and get the people to $12?
Here's the thing. You guys are saying they are building 6 stores like that wasn't a deal struck between both parties. DC Council, DC government, and Walmart. It's not Walmart deciding.
No. Walmart can't build the stores unless they agree to pay the dollar to the position. You can't build here. Unless you pay the salary. They're not guaranteed to get those commissions. They're saying unless you pay this specific salary, the kind of return to the city, you cannot, we're not going to allow it.
And this is high.
And the problem is that the district, they need jobs for the residents of the district. So you have to look at the skill set, the educational level, and the people.
And if I do that, by what you're saying about Walmart, everybody's Walmart out.
Which would be awesome.
But you wouldn't have 16. We all want to get out there.
Exactly. The skill set, what she's saying, mm-hmm. the skill set of the city, of District Columbia, is Walmart. The bulk is Walmart. You're trying to make sure the
bulk. And you know why that is? You know why that is, though? One, look how much education costs in Washington, D.C.
Look at the college.
And then, okay.
You know how Catholic University, GW.
How?
Yeah.
But, okay. And you say public schools. Okay, yeah. Public is a step down from jail?
Sorry?
Yeah. Schools and district company is just a snap from jail. At the end, maybe learn more than the prison than they do in the school system in Washington, D.C. It's not because we don't have brilliant students, it's because we have a corrupt government. Thank you, Mama.
All right now.
She's awesome. So, you know, you have corrupt people making corrupt deals. Mm-hmm. And so on the face side or on the front side, it appears as though D.C. government is fighting for the people when really we're trying to make it more profitable for us
mm-hmm.
on the back end, but also make it look good on the front end for the people so that we can come out and vote, even though I'm no longer a D.C. resident, so I'm kind of sad about that. But I'm going to speak of myself as D.C. because I'm, like, right on the line. So we can come out and vote
mm-hmm.
for it because it appears that you're doing something for us, like all political propaganda does anyway. So, yeah, that's my take on it.
Okay.
Just stop lying to us. Be real.
Okay.
And
I hope Walmart is going to pull out of the deal to build
the stores.
They should.
No, or just do one store. Because the other thing that you have to look at is, like, how much of that money is actually, like, with all these speed cameras in D.C. that all of a sudden is coming out of nowhere and
mm-hmm.
making all this millions of dollars. But where is this money actually going?
Right.
Where is it actually going? If they promised it to the educational system, I haven't seen
right.
it.
You know
they
what
promised
I mean? So,
they promised it to, you know, help the economy in D.C., and I haven't seen it. And deep taxes definitely have not gone down. So where's all the money going? And then you have to look at, you know, because I went to a lot of the town meetings, and people are concerned about the construction that's going to happen. They're concerned mm-hmm. about, you know, it's already congestion in D.C. How much more congestion is 6 Walmarts going to bring? And how much, you know, how much revenue are they really going to bring in with 6 different stores?
Why do you need 6 different stores? And that's my whole question.
Well,
why do you need?
The stores equal jobs. more so for the wards that don't have that a job generator in their ward. So basically, because it was I can't recall the lady's name, but she was, I don't know if you want to call her a ward boss, or she was the councilman over that ward. And because of this wage, this new wage that the D.C. Council wants Walmart to pay, and Walmart is saying, okay, well, if you want us to pay the $12.50, we're going to pull the deal, and we're not going to build these other new stores.
Good.
There was supposed to be a store built in her ward. So now those jobs are basically on the chopping block. And they haven't even begun construction or nothing on the store. So, but there were people hungry for those jobs in that ward. That means that in that ward, those people, those locals that possibly could have had that job, could have been a stone's throw away from a job, paying them whatever the minimum wage was, that is gone. The opportunity to go for that is gone. And if that is gone, I don't see how that is helping that unemployed, low skill based employee of ever doing anything positive. So now you just got somebody just making their way to do whatever they can to get a dollar.
They're going that anyway.
So. I don't know, in the long run, is it really helping anything? Again, if this $12.50 per hour was going to hit every established company that was paying people in the District of Columbia,
they're requiring that of all large box retailers. Costco, that they just built in the district, is paying $12.50.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying $12.50 an hour to their workers. It's not just a Walmart or like they're not doing any big large retailer box store. They're saying this is what you need to pay in this area, and that is because they make millions of dollars.
I understand.
And Walmart stands to make bajillions if they get.
And get several tax write-offs
but
and everything else.
But if I,
so
if,
your mom-and-pop corner store may not need to pay $12 an hour. They pay $8.25 an hour.
And I totally understand that. I totally understand that. But when this story surfaced, was the fact that D.C. Council was going after Walmart. The story was D.C. Council was going after Walmart. That they want to pay $12.50. D.C. Council is going to pass this law that would make all the big box stores pay the $12.50. Now, the other stores that you mentioned, of course, get grandfathered into this thing at some point. But I can only imagine that if big box stores are already standing and you want to pay this $12.50, and that's what I got to do business, what I'm going to say, like, business people to do, I'm going to send them out to go and reach to the D.C. Council to see, okay, we can get to $12.50, but we're going to need a little bit more, we're going to need a little deeper tax cut. we're going to need something to
First
help
First of all, you have to remember that D.C. has never had stores like that. So, stores like Home Depot, Costco, Target, that's on the list. They tapped into market that had not been tapped in.
And they make it
the district people always traveled out to Maryland and Virginia, mm-hmm. these stores. So it's a benefit to just be in that market. So nobody's going back saying, I need greater write-off or I need greater. And some like Costco agreed to it.
Walmart is fine.
Because I'm a cheap chimpy, like they are in every other area where everybody else owns, because they don't want to have health insurance, they don't want to do this. Just what they do. While they hand out the check to their executives and everybody else, and you want people to be in here and work and slave for your pennies. And it ain't happening.
And
so, because the city council is saying, we're not going to let you do that, this is what we do, this is how we do business. Now, if we have to write it into a law, then we'll do that. But we voluntarily ask everybody to do that with big retailers, and they've done it.
Like I said, the story came to me. Well, this is done. And so, if it
and trust me, Sarah Jane on the one. Walmart would have can go out to the 1 and 450 Capitol Plaza if she be just as happy and get her 25 and wonder why it's being taken up by Metro. Or she can get a ticket signed and help the DC Council fight for her 1250 from her
They already sent it to Mayor Gray. And it's up to him and that whether or not
he's going to veto it.
He said he was against it.
Against what?
He said he was against the $12.50 and forcing Walmart and the big box stores to pay $12.50.
Well, that's because he's the dumbass and he's going to be voted out next year anyway.
He let Squirrel shape him up.
Well, all right then. I don't live in D.C.
He got in because there was nobody else running, trust me. Mm-hmm. He's the worst thing to ever happen.
The second worst thing that happened was somebody else running.
That's what you guys saw that was posted on Facebook. This guy that used to work for my dad sends me a message.
Oh, shit. What do you say?
Damn, aren't you fine? So I say, laugh out loud, thanks for your kindness. How are you? Good. Can we go to dinner?
What?
I think you're old enough now.
Ew.
So I say, laugh out loud. Seriously?
She asked my
and
wife.
I say his name.
She asked my wife.
And then I say, sure, let me know when. He says, text me your number at his number. I don't date women that talk to or see other men. Just clear on that. If you're cool with that, reach out to me. So you know, love side of the ball a while to know me because I'm like, well, you don't get done what I said.
She said it.
I didn't mean to say that. So it's I told back, you get to make choices for you. So whether or not I am cool with it is of no value. Let me be clear that your invitation to dinner does not dictate what I do as a single woman.
Oh,
that being said, you may want to determine whether or not you want to have dinner with me. He said, I'll pass. I said, great.
She just blew us up, you know.
Like, who do you get to say you don't date? We're not dating. We want a dinner.
Right.
Just
we're just a dinner invitation today.
He saw all those different
things. He went way too far.
He went way too far.
He tried.
Get
out
of my chair.
Because
you're ridiculous.
But you know what? That's the thing about this—the online dating. It makes people incredibly bold and incredibly forward because they, you know, you don't have that social buffer that comes with.
Buffer.
What should that barrier?
What?
YouTube.
Yo, but online, to me, online dating is like, first of all, I have to put it out there, I'm old-fashioned with it. If you walk outside, if you got to leave your house to go to work, if you drop dead ugly from leaving the house to get to work, it ain't going to be no better for you on online dating.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, but it can be because you can pretend.
But at some point, that pretend is going to come to fruition.
Catfish.
Yeah. And you're like, whoa.
I mean, yeah, to go that far, that's what I'm talking about. Meeting somebody, you have to have that social interaction. You have to have that. So, I mean, I can see a picture. That's cool, but let's go out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sit down for lunch, dinner. If the lunch and dinner go great, we can go on for breakfast.
Exactly.
So, but if I don't have that, I'm not going to sit on a computer with you for a year and a half.
But
I'm
not that's what I'm saying. It makes people bolder. They what Heather just shared, like, I'm sure that he would, if they were face to face, he wouldn't have came in my space like that.
Wrong.
Unless he's just Eric and Dick.
So, well, to me, that's the kind of that comes out of for dudes in the club, like, yo, baby, yeah.
That's exactly what it sounds like. No matter how many
times
you put on,
you,
that's what you sound like.
Right.
Club
man. Right. Yeah. And it's like the line ain't even, son. Yeah. You drink too much Hennessy, you slurring your words, you're not going to go down. Or pulling on Heather's
you
arm.
You need to realize you're online. You just eat
right.
your life.
Right.
For that.
Right. And then on top of that, why did he make an ass out of himself? Because he obviously assumed that you were that thirsty for that attention online to go there and see if he can spark that. That's crazy.
Right there.
That's crazy. So, not online dating stuff for the birds.
I think it works for
well,
people.
I think this is the truth. I think it can work under the right set of circumstances. When people are grown, a guy messaged me, and basically he was clear that he wanted something a little bit more than friends with benefits,
okay.
but something a whole lot less than exclusive.
Okay.
And I said, I hit him back with, I wanted to send him a Hallmark card. Thank you. I appreciate it. I respect your integrity. However, I met my quote a little bit more than friends with benefits. A little bit less.
I'm in. And they're basically like, I don't care.
And do you say, I don't care?
I say, I don't care, and I don't go that way. It's like, I'm good. There's so many times you can say, I'm good, until you get to the point of like, let's go ahead.
I mean, go ahead and do what?
Just move on.
Yo, Shaman, now, I told... I told my wife, like, yo, the day a chick walks up to me and tells me straight out, I do not care about your situation, it can go down right now. I'm talking A through Z, whatever you want. I have
that.
Doom. I'm going to tell you. I said, I want the pictures with this chick. I'm going to text it to you and everything. Been hit on so many times in the club, it's ridiculous. I'm like, yo, I'm ugly.
So you have never
ugly.
Been hit on?
No, not to that degree. So, I mean, somebody told me I'm cute.
I get approached all the time. And I tell them, I'll let some of it come through.
You let him shoot that spear. Shoot that game.
No, that
I do. Yeah, I do.
You shorty? That would be the funniest thing to me in the world.
No.
Yo, shorty, look at
that.
That would be funny if I saw that, yo.
I'm thinking about when we first met. You just had the most angriest look. And for, you know, Deidre is not a short, for America, Deidre is not a short sister. So if you can imagine the 5'10", 5'11", you know, giving like grills to basically everybody, who would want to approach her?
But
well,
you did.
Know, sometimes,
and it benefited.
I'm a man, baby. I'm a man.
And it benefited.
I'm a man. How long did it go?
It's a hard nut to crack this time, but you gotta
crack
it. How long
did it go?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the historical part. Where we did all the thing. That was
back in the day. That was bold.
Thank you.
I
can see you in the
We just yacked.
And
like, that was it.
Y'all had some
cognac?
No.
No, talking.
Oh.
Talking.
We didn't talk that much.
Y'all didn't?
Mm-mm.
Y'all just went straight to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were at the play. They were at the play, and it was time for the applause. So, they went straight to the.
I got kidnapped.
Dang, I can see you on that. I think he is the expressive bad.
You kidnapped him.
Still depend on the situation.
You're not.
No.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
Are you a buffer?
A buffer.
Oh, I'm a buffer.
Both of
you? Anyway, you're a buffer.
Heather, are you a giver or a taker?
A giver or a taker of what?
In bed, are you a giver?
Of
yourself, of your...
Of your sexual wild girl.
Yes.
Both?
You give and the...
Give and receive what?
Pleasure, girl! Pleasure, damn!
Like, everything in bed.
Good.
I didn't know what y'all was talking about at the beginning of this time.
You right. That you don't know what.
So what are you? You a giver or?
I'm a bofer.
I'm a bofer.
But I enjoy the game.
I understand.
A lot more.
Just
giver.
I like giving. That's why I didn't agree. I love giving whole sex. And you know,
he does.
And down. You know.
He in a gallery. What's that? Hold up. In a gallery? What did you say?
He does, too.
Oh.
Oh, I'm a giver.
Okay.
That's why I didn't understand you and Lana on Facebook. Deidre
well, you,
and Lana.
I was talking about Lana and Q or Deidre and Q.
No, Deidre and Lana.
They had sex with each other?
My Jesus. I wish. I mean, did I say that out loud?
I'm
so sorry. It's just a mushroom fever going on.
America. America. Deidre ain't had sex with no line. Okay.
What I was saying was, this is why I didn't understand the Facebook post when I asked, should all men be good at oral sex? And Deidre, who raised her hallelujah hands about oral sex, Atlanta said that.
Just think of Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay. They both said, nah, they can be just, you know, they don't have to be, because a lot of men are good given the
not
the
like shit.
Look. So this is why I say
yes. Right,
she's
now.
Not here to defend herself, Q.
Oh,
so
here's the thing. The reason why it doesn't matter is because if that's important, see, like penis. But
you better take it.
However, if he's not good, I can always say, little to the left, suck here, nibble here, lick here.
Because you knew what you were doing.
I'm hungry
now.
I need it.
Thank you, baby.
Is worse in the world than a woman that, now I believe all women be good at giving oral sex.
They
need to be good at it. There is nothing worse besides a woman that smells like fish. But there is nothing worse than a woman that can't give
you
oral sex.
Wait.
You can do two at the same time.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Wow, I didn't know you was into DP.
What?
What did you do, DP?
I did not know she was in the DP. I learn something new every day.
Well, okay.
Double penetration.
Vaginally and anally at the same time.
I don't do that. I don't do that.
That's a technical term.
I don't do that.
Now, DP could be vaginally and orally.
Mm-hmm. Or it can be double vaginal.
What?
That's
what?
Nasty,
what?
But it could be.
It could be what?
Double vaginal.
Two things the same.
That's
wow.
Nasty, though.
That's bold. That's some strong.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in,
we need an after show.
And if you need references, DP, we will be giving out later. Websites. We'll be giving out websites and.
I've never been able to, man, to have that happen. But if you're talking about with like a dildo and another man,
have you?
She said it's possible. That's all you need to know.
Oh, okay.
Are we really talking about that? Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we still on the air.
Yeah, please.
Like, if he's having sex in my anus and using the dildo in my vagina, what are you talking about?
Wait. So, you mentioned the A word. So, is that an orifice that is open
for that
experience in the...
Yeah. Why would it be? I think every
hole is looking for. I am loving this.
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
It comes out all the time.
I don't know.
You don't like that?
All three.
Wait.
It's in the quiet.
You're right.
No pun intended.
No
pun intended.
No, but you like it.
But
you like it.
Yeah.
But you don't like the poke?
No, but if my girl likes it, then I do it just because you like it. I'm not initiating this shit.
But to be having sex with a
female... So you don't initiate
and
like
no. The person? Okay. I was about to say, be having sex with a woman, and you have your eyes set on just oral and the vajayjay, and she calls out the anal... Oh my!
The other one, the other one that goes for John Doe. When this, no, it's pretending. Close your mind. Is you know, especially about you know, yeah, you anal just out of nowhere, but they swallow.
The ATM.
This is not the ATM.
What?
But huh?
It's just the fact that it's so dirty. It's the cool thing. It's like,
it's so dirty.
But if the girl say, boy, I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. Yeah.
Must stop
with the visual. You don't like
it? No, ain't too much.
No,
I love it.
We love it.
Ain't too. There's nothing you could do other than that.
First of all, not a lot of women. Why y'all
eat me now?
Because look.
You know. My question is, how do you know that it's been swallowed? Why can't I just open my mouth?
Because a woman go, you know when you
because your woman would do like this.
What's that?
your girl would do like this, and she'd be like, ah.
Or you better tell me. You better tell me. You better let me know.
Oh, yeah.
Coming, Mouth.
No surprises. No milk surprises.
Oh, no.
I never
Ooh, I love this one. Boy, you need to drink more. Let me get more water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. This was my family. My bad. I know. Didn't eat that possibly.
Oh, God. But my thing is, I think it should be even exchange, because if you go down there, there's no, when we, you know, eating out of them, and there's no buffer, there's no barrier, not using no dental dam. You know,
I love Squirt.
That, let me tell you,
that is
a phenomenon.
Woo!
I'm so angry.
We had a